Welcome to the Ljubljana Podcast, the place to come for travel and food tips, cultural highlights, insider stories, and chats with locals. It's everything you need to know about Slovenia's beloved capital city. I'm your host, Slovenia's Ambassador of Tourism, Noah Charny. Let's fire it up. Slovenes love Balkan fast food, and cevapcici is the classic, the burger of the Balkans. Of Turkish origin, cevapi are small sausage-shaped meatballs made of ground meat and are super good and easy to like. If you like burgers, you'll like these. This is the default popular street food throughout former Yugoslavia, and you really must try it. It was the food I was most excited about when I first visited Slovenia way back in 2000. Then I ate at Harambasha, a sadly closed little hole in the wall that bore a sign above the door, "Welcome to Sarajevo," and served only cevapi with lepenje bread and kajmak spread. They did have dessert, baklava and Turkish coffee, served with a single cigarette, whether you smoked or not. The brand was Drina, a Yugoslav cigarette that was much beloved and considered the perfect closure to a meal, if you're a Yugoslav in the 1980s or wish to have a throwback moment. I liked Harambasha enough that I held my bachelor party there. So cevapi and I go way back. Today, I want to tell you about this, the most popular fast food in Slovenia. And I recommend a cevapcici crawl to taste the best of Ljubljana. So Mel, what do you know about cevapi?
Ooh, cevapi. I know it is some wonderful meat, fingery things that are fantastic in Slovenia, but I believe even better and originate in Serbia. Mm-hmm. I know it's a mix of ground meats, usually like pork and beef. I think that's it. Maybe there's more in it. But so sort of like from an American standpoint, it's, you know, the texture of a burger, but in a hot dog shape.
That's a really good description. I like that. Sometimes, unfortunately, translated as meat fingers, which sounds dreadful, but that's exactly right. And the word cevap comes from the Turkish word kebap, like for a kebab. Uh-huh. Okay. And the çiçi at the end is a diminutive, so it's like little kebabs. And it's usually served with lepenje, which is like a fluffy flatbread, like what we would call Greek pita situation. Yep. And with kaimak, which is a sort of cream cheese butter hybrid, and ivar, which is a roasted red pepper spread, and raw onions, which I've never understood because caramelized onions seem like they would be a better option, but that's the tradition. Today, we're going to try a bunch of different ones to see which one you like best. You can have different meat combinations. You can have all beef. It's usually beef mixed with pork. In some traditions, it would be all lamb or lamb mixed with other meats. Here, you usually get beef and pork mix, but depending on which tradition it's from, whether it's Bosnian or from Leskovac in Serbia or other parts of Serbia, you get slight variations. But it's the thing that tourists coming to Slovenia usually see that they haven't encountered before, and everybody likes it because it's sort of the burger of the Balkans. It's hard not to like if you're a meat eater. So as something that's hard not to like and is pan-Balkan, we can't say it's Slovene specific, but it is part of this part of the world. It was the favorite fast food of Yugoslavia, and it's probably the go-to thing that people would eat the way Americans would go for a burger. So we are going to check it out today. That's me with my buddy Mel, setting out on the great Ljubljana cevapi tour. But before we outline our tour, let's learn more about this most beloved meat of the region. It's Luka Doncic's favorite food, but you can find it not only in Slovenia, not only in ex-Yugoslavia, but a version of it is made available all across the Balkans, even throughout Turkey. It began as a Persian dish that moved to Turkey. Then, with all the Turkish wars and raids into Southeast Europe during the early modern period, there were a lot of bad things like pillaging and killing, that sort of thing. But on the bright side, the Turks left behind some delicious culinary traditions that remain and are truly beloved around these parts. Turkish coffee, of course, the tradition of taking off your shoes and wearing slippers indoors, and cevapi. And one of the places you can be sure to snag some cevapi is Odprta Kuchna, the sponsor of this episode. What are you doing this Friday? Because if you're anywhere near Ljubljana, there's only one right answer. Otprta kuchna, open kitchen. Every Friday from late morning until late in the evening, Pogačar Square transforms into the tastiest place in town. Over 20,000 food lovers gather to sample sizzling street food from Slovenia's best chefs, sip craft cocktails and local wines, and dance their way into the weekend under the open sky. From Korean barbecue to Balkan classics, vegan delights to wood-fired pizza, it's a global street food party Slovenian style. It's been featured in The Guardian and Beyond as a unique food fest where social life meets eats. Come hungry, come curious, and bring your friends. Otprta kuchna, Fridays June through October at Pogačarjev trg, Pogačar Square, where Ljubljana goes to eat, drink, and celebrate. To learn more, I spoke to Slovenia's barbecue guru, Peter Hajdu. I've been to many of Peter's grilling and smoking workshops. He's a founder of the Slovenian Barbecue Society. He brings over experts from America to teach. I once participated in a 24-hour brisket smoking workshop he set up in Ig, the village with the cutest name in Slovenia. He runs Žarunije. The name combines žar, grill, with čarunije, or witchcraft. And he takes 5 days to make his own čevapi at home.
The čevapi is one dish or one culinary item that is spread all over the former six countries, and also as well in like Bulgaria, Romania, and maybe also Albania. So the varieties will be different normally by spice content and also meat content. Very simple production. So all you need is quality meat of beef and lamb. Salt and pepper are like a regular spices. And then in some of the varieties, there's also garlic, but all is really mild. So like salt between 1 and 1.5%, not even too salty. The culture, yeah, the čevap is something that you can enjoy with your friends. You sit at the table, pick up one čevap and a piece of bread with your finger, talk with your friends, get some, drink some rakia with that and enjoy. So the style of this cuisine and how to eat them was always enjoying it with your friends or family. Different a little bit how they are made, but the message is the same. So enjoying food from the grill, and also I would say the top way how to enjoy it is called in Serbia it's called leskovački voz. It's some kind of slow food that you get a few pieces of čevapi or some meat directly from the grill. So when you finish that, you get the next fresh one. So it can really be an event. Of course, in former Yugoslavia, all nations, as well as Slovenians, have picked up the, let's say, a form of this this dish. And it's still the same. So there's probably not a picnic happening without čevapi. That's a really significant meaning of how one dish can connect very much different people in different countries. I am deeply in love with čevapi, so I really tend to buy, or recently I make my own, so I really take time, so it will take around 5 days to make them. And of course, when you put all the work into preparation of the meat, you have to take care how to grill them. So either you're using a charcoal grill, it has to be on lower heat, so the proper charcoal preparation is important. And or if you do it on the plancha, the same. The thing is, you never burn or overcook your čevapi, because they have to be like moist, soft, not rubbery. And high temperature will do exactly that. They will become rubbery and too salty. So there is a way of cooking them by turning them really fast. If they are small, like you constantly toss them around the grill. Or if you have longer čevapi, like Serbian style, you will turn them on all four sides for 2 minutes. So they're cooked in 7 to 8 minutes to perfection. They have nice grill marks and not like a whole burnt skin on them. And that will make them finished at around 75 degrees internal temperature. There can be a slight spot of pink in the middle. And they will be great this way. So forget about the Slovenian style with spraying them with beer and overcooking them till they're really dry. So just do it properly and you will enjoy even store-bought ćevapi. So just make them on a proper grill with not too hot heat from charcoal. That's it.
Now, I wouldn't want you to only hear from Slovenians for this episode. Ćevapi, while the most popular fast food in Slovenia, is more associated with Bosnia and Serbia. But I did speak about them with Croatia's most famous chef, Mate Janković. I met up with Mate in Zagreb at his restaurant Sol, which offers stylish, fantastic twists on Croatian food in a tapas-style format, small plates for sharing. Mate featured as a judge on MasterChef Croatia and appeared on billboards throughout Croatia and Slovenia in a campaign for the grocery store chain Lidl, which is how I first came across him. But the dude can seriously cook, and of course he has his own wise words about ćevapi to share.
Ćevapi is always a controversial subject, you know, because there is a parts of former Yugoslavian Balkans that really embrace it and consider them a part of the tradition. And then there is a parts that are really, no, that's not our food. And we have a different type of food. But overall, everybody likes them. I love them. I consider them a part of a tradition because if you were brought up eating those, then it is a part of your tradition. The same way like pizza is a part of our tradition. If you were brought up eating it, and especially for me, with me being from, you know, coastal parts that used to be a part of Italy, mm-hmm. it is something that's accustomed to our tradition. So ćevapi, well, if you want to eat the best ćevapi, you probably have to go to Bosnia and, you know, to Sarajevo or Travnik, or maybe, you know, people from Serbia and Macedonia are going to disagree, but I don't care about that. You know, I'm telling you from my own experience that they're not allowed to have pork inside, so that's a one and no-no. They do it, somebody does it with 100% of lamb, somebody does it with 100% of beef. So they usually serve with a kaimak, which is a salted milk skin, and they drink it, eat it with sour milk. That's in the regions where they are very religious in terms of not drinking alcohol. Yeah. But the rest of the Balkans, they like serving it with their cold beer. Trust me, I know that one. So there is a few places in Zagreb that have a decent ćevapi. Mm-hmm. But, you know, if you want to have a real experience, you go to Sarajevo or to the places where they are so rooted in traditions that they embrace it. Okay. We in Croatia, I don't think we do embrace them, but we do love them. Yeah.
And when you make it at home on the grill on the weekend, for example, is there any special thing you put in that's like, I've heard some people put in some baking soda so it expands more?
I think that's cutting corners. Okay. You know, I think that's cutting corners. I'm not a ćevapi expert. I know what I like. Most of the time, you don't know what they put inside. You just love them, you know. There is a place in Zagreb, it's called Stari Kotač. Mm-hmm. I love those ćevapi. I don't have a clue what's inside. Yeah. So if they do use baking soda, good for them, because I love them.
I'm often asked where I recommend staying in Ljubljana. My answer is easy: Hotel Mrak. Hotel Mrak is my home away from home in Slovenia's capital. It's a family-run, elegant boutique hotel with a perfect location, right in the pedestrian-friendly heart of the city. You can easily walk anywhere from Hotel Mrak. Like me, it's got an artsy vibe, and it also has an epically good breakfast that is worth a journey. Take a look for yourself at hotelmrak.si. That's hotelmrak.si. Now, we left you in suspense about our great Ljubljana ćevapi crawl. Where did we go, and what do I recommend? Well, I'll be honest. The place you're most likely to find me is my local joint, Orient in Kamnik. They do some killer ćevapi. I'm not sure where they'd rank on the Ljubljana tour, but surely near the top. And we all tend to have a hometown favorite that has a special place in our hearts. So I'll set that one aside and tell you how the crawl was designed. The idea was to set out one evening with some friends and make a circuit of Ljubljana, punctuated by stopping at restaurants specializing in ćevapi and ordering a single portion at each. Usually orders come with lepinje, ajvar, onions, and either 5 or 10 ćevapi. Kaimak is an extra. So depending on the number of people in your party, you might order a desetka, an order of 10, at each spot, And this is what we did as a group of four. The idea is to do a direct comparison. If you have them one day at one place, 2 weeks later at another, it's hard to remember or compare directly. But in this case, you have many in a row and can decide which is your favorite. The goal of the tour route is not to double up on any street, so that sightseeing and exploring the city are one of the reasons to embark on a crawl. It's also preferable to be able to walk everywhere. After all, as Mate says, cold beer goes ideally with cevapi. There are top places outside of an easy walking radius of the center. For example, Luka Doncic's favorite, Chad, is excellent and not too far to walk if it's your only destination. But if it's one of 10 places, then the 20-minute walk from the center into the park and a residential neighborhood away from all the other spots might be more than you're up for including. We covered 10 places, 11, 12, I lost track, but we did it over 2 nights. And depending on how intrepid you are, you could certainly do them all in one go. But here was our route, and then we'll open up a choose-your-own-adventure if you want to have a slightly shorter tour. We met up at Prešeren Square and first visited Sarajevo 84, which you could easily miss if you sneeze. The entrance is down a staircase in a narrow street behind Hotel Sloan. 84 was when the Olympics were held in Sarajevo, and this place is heavy on nostalgia. The walls are decked out with Yugo nostalgia posters, 80s Yugo rock music plays on the speakers, and the staff may not speak Slovene, but they will speak English, so not to worry. We then set out down Trubarjeva cesta, Trubar Street. There are 2 establishments on that street alone. We visited Bašćarsija first. It's decked out like an old town square in Sarajevo, which sounds like it could be cheesy, but it was atmospheric, and also packed with jovial guests, a combination of locals and foreigners. We were the only people in the ultra-stylish cevap, which is aiming to make cevapi slightly more high-end. The presentation was ace, as was the food. The restaurant is the brainchild of Croatian chef Duje Pisac. Their meat is halal, and they use 21-day-aged beef from Slavonia, Croatia's northern forested region. Now, we went north, but there are good places to the east and the south. It depends on how much walking you're up for. Our northerly route brought us to another cluster of fine establishments. The one that least excited us was a chain, Das ist Walter, that I've loved at times, but it didn't hold up compared to our other stops. It's got a funky interior, and they show 1980s Yugoslav action movies, heroic partisans defeating dastardly Nazis, on TVs inside. But the food on our visit was a level below the rest. That's not to say it was bad. Cevapi are a bit like pizza. Even just okay pizza is still pretty good. But we're focusing on levels of mastery here, and this time it wasn't up to snuff. That said, I have a feeling it was an off day, and I'd certainly try again. Good thing that right next to it is Saraj, a Bosnian restaurant with an elaborate menu, a place to sit a while and try many things. It's wonderfully atmospheric and, of course, cevaptastic, a new word I possibly invented. Our final cevap stop was on Dunajska cesta, Vienna Street, the main north-south artery of Ljubljana. It's unprepossessing. It looks like a rundown storefront that has a few seats outside and a tiny back room. But man, is it good. I think it was my favorite of the crawl, but at a certain point, there was so much meat in my brain that I might have gotten confused. The place is called Leskovaški žar, the Leskovac grill. More on Leskovac in a moment. It's a fun spot because a tourist would never stumble on it, and if they did, they probably wouldn't think much of it based on looks alone. It's a gem hidden in plain sight. That did it for us for that walk, but if we hadn't headed north, there were other options. So if you head east to the far end of Trubar Street, where the street ends and you head towards the University Health Center area along Zaloška Street, you'll get to what was once my local during a time when I lived around the corner, Dubočica. Dubočica is part of a cluster of excellent eateries called the Momo Group. This includes Portal, which is a 5-minute drive or a 20-minute walk further out on Zaloška Street. Dubočica is a place that features the grill traditions of Leskovac, Serbia, which has been called the Barbecue Kingdom of Europe, my kind of place. They host the annual Roštiljada, a huge grilling festival at the end of the summer, which brings some 700,000 carnivores to town. Dubochica is more of a sit-down restaurant, and it has a broad back garden at which musicians play traditional tunes. It's a spot that I'd recommend for a long, slow summer evening, trying many dishes in addition to cevapi. But of course, it can fit into your crawl too. You can also walk a further 15 to 20 minutes on the same road to visit Momo's second spot, Portal. Or if you circle north to head back to the center by a different route, you can stop at Sauska, a greasy spoon on a corner near Sauska and Smartinska Sesta, two streets meeting, a sort of triangular location. Well, actually, I'll tell you something behind the scenes now. When writing the voiceover script for this part of the episode, when I wanted to write meat, I spelled it M-E-A-T instead of M-E-E-T. So this is a Freudian slip. I'm totally over-focused and hyped up on cevapi right now. While it's officially called Okrep Cevalnica Eshtref Ayazi, everyone calls it Sauska. It specializes in burek and cevapi, so why not try it out? It's hyper-local and feels like the Ljubljana equivalent of a truck stop. If you set off south from Trubar Street, then you can hit up Halo Leskovac, another hole-in-the-wall near Gorni Trg, at the edge of the tourist center of Ljubljana, and it's much beloved of locals, and also easy to walk past thinking it's nothing special. What it lacks in atmosphere, it makes up for in meatiness. So that was the great Ljubljana Cevapčići crawl. Bašćarsija, Cevap, Sarajevo 84, Leskovaški žar, Dasis Walter, Saraj, Čad, Dubočica, Sauska, Portal, Halo Leskovac. I'm sure there are others that you'll have to introduce me to. Whether you call them cevapi or the more diminutive cevapčići, whether you like them with raw onions or can I invent a version with caramelized, please? With Ivar and Kaimak or straight up, no visit to Ljubljana is complete without a cevap or 10. Thanks for joining us for this episode of the Ljubljana Podcast. The Ljubljana Podcast is brought to you by Otprta Kuhna, the food festival that rocks Ljubljana's central market every Friday, all day and night long, from June through October. This podcast is produced by Urška Čarni and hosted by Noah Čarni. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you next time.